Good morning, guys. My name is Sean Fisher. It's 6:30 a.m. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sounds like my voice seems a little raspy. Anyway, this is my first podcast. I have been feeling in my spirit for a while to start my podcast, but I've been delaying because I just don't know what to talk about. I don't seem to have a lot of topics that I see other people out there with podcasts have, and I mean, this is my first one, so it shouldn't be an all-out bang because I have no experience, and again, this is my first one. The name of my podcast is called Oh Clap Lady. O as in O, clap, C-L-A-P, lady. The clap stands for cleft lip and palate. I have a cleft lip and palate, which is a birth defect, and that is part of the reason why I sound the way I sound. I mean, when you hear about the clap, I'm sure people are probably thinking, is she trying to talk about a sexually transmitted disease? No, I just wanted to put a little spin on my podcast because I found it funny, and when I tell people, like my family, the name of my podcast, they give me a strange look, like, where did that come from? Okay, but I like it, and I'm going to keep it. So, from now on, the name of my podcast will be Oh Clap Lady, and then, of course, I'll have a subject. So, I'm just sitting here right now, or partly laying down right now with my dog, Louie, and just trying to figure out where to go with this, and basically, moving forward, I will just give my opinion on things or express myself with how I feel about things. There may be some judgment. I'll try not to be as judgmental. I just want to give my opinion on things, and hopefully, eventually, the podcast will grow, and when people will start to give me feedback or even ask my opinion on various topics, or you guys would like to talk about different topics, just to give a little background about myself. As I mentioned before, I was born with the cleft lip and palate, and you know, I got that fixed, and here I am today. I am also a breast cancer survivor. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 2016 with a rare form of breast cancer called triple negative breast cancer, which it seems to be more aggressive towards minority women. They said that weight also plays a factor. Seems like weight plays a factor in everything. I'm not putting that down because I do have weight issues, but I went from 1 year where my mammogram was normal to about, 12, 13 months later, I was already in stage two because it had went into the lymph nodes, and that was a very hard time for me. I'm not going to sit up here and say I just looked cancer in the face and said I'm going to beat you, cancer. No, that wasn't me at all. I was scared because I have a child. I have a son. I wanted to see my son grow up, and it's hard when you can potentially look death in the face and you start thinking, you know, what's going to happen to me? You know, what's going to happen to my child? Who's going to raise my child the way that I raise him? I mean, granted, you know, I had people in my life that can raise him, but I wanted to be there. I wanted to see my son graduate. I want to see my son grow up, and I didn't want my son to lose his mother at a young age. I mean, I lost my father when I was 16, and my mother passed away about when I was 17, get ready to go off to college. So I didn't want that for my son. And I just held my head down and I just moved forward. I wouldn't watch the news because it seemed like for some reason they were always talking about this person died from cancer, this person, you know. And I just really didn't want to hear that because I felt like I was battling my own death sentence, so to speak. And subsequently, I got treated, and here I am today, thank God. I am in remission, and I was diagnosed in 2016, and they counted from the moment that you start treatment. But it's so funny because that same year, I bought a house, which was very stressful, but the right side of my face, it swelled up. And I went to all types of doctors and to see what was going on, and no one knew. And looking back and just being a part of different Facebook groups, that was a reaction to the body trying to fight the cancer that was in my body because it was on the right side. And, you know, I thank God that. And it was so funny because I almost chose to not go in for a mammogram that year. It was something. It was so much going on that year. And I almost chose to not go in. And I was just saying to myself, oh, I can wait. I can wait. But I thank God that I ended up going because it's such an aggressive cancer. Triple negative breast cancer. It's such an aggressive cancer. If I would have waited, it could have gone to stage 3 or stage 4. And I don't know if I would have been here today. And some people were saying, oh, you should have kept a journal. But that just wasn't for me. I just did not want to think about it. And for the fact that I'm talking about it in the way that I'm talking about it is a stepping stone because it's just that that was such a impacting part of my life. I'm not ready to come to terms with all the thoughts and feelings and emotions that I went through when I was going through that. And I admire some people who can get out on the internet and can journal what they've gone through day by day. And I'm not ready for that yet. I just don't want to think about every thing that I went through at that time of my life because I'm just not ready. Maybe one day I'll be ready. Yes, I went to therapy, but emotionally I am just not ready. Anyway, I'm gonna change the subject because I'm starting to feel like I'm about to cry and I'm just not ready, but one day I will. So anyway, I'm just going to move on and just continue to express myself. My first part of my podcast stopped abruptly. My dog really needed to go outside, and so he pressed the button to stop the recording. I guess he was like, you know what? You can finish this another time. I need to go out. So as I was saying earlier, I'm just going to start off by giving my opinion on various topics, talk about different things, and then hopefully my podcast can grow where I can start having people on and we can just discuss about all different types of things and see where it goes. I don't want to just right now focus on one particular topic. My topic is general for now, and we'll see how things go, how the Lord will direct my steps. And I just want to introduce myself. My name is Sean, and you are listening to the Old Clap Lady Podcast. Have a wonderful day, everyone.